Good morning, listeners, and welcome back to the Magic Towns Italy podcast.
We've found six pretty amazing ways to make your Italian summer genuinely unforgettable. Experiences that most tourists probably never even hear about.
That's the heart of it, really. The real magic of Italy often lies off the beaten path. Seeking out these unique local things, it gives you a much deeper connection to the culture, and these ideas are perfect for that.
Okay, let's dive into our six authentic Italian summer experiences. Coming in at number six, trekking plus local food.
It's brilliant, isn't it? You combine these amazing scenic hikes with, well, delicious food tastings, often in mountain huts, rifugi, or these traditional farm stays called agriturismi.
Agriturismi, right. Heard of those.
Yes. So imagine maybe llama trekking near Lake Como. Yes, llamas. Or walking through vineyards in the Langhe, tasting Barolo wine and local cheese or hazelnuts. For the more adventurous, you could do multi-day hut-to-hut hikes in the Dolomites or Trentino. Incredible views. Or explore the Apennine Mountains. They run down the spine of Italy. Less touristy, fantastic, authentic food. Really quiet villages. Great local grub there.
Okay. Number five, regional cooking classes surrounded by nature. So this isn't just a quick class in a city basement.
No, definitely not. This is about finding more unique, intimate settings. Picture yourself learning traditional recipes near Lake Garda, maybe at a place like Agriturismo La Finlanda, or deep in the Umbrian countryside, perhaps at Agriturismo Baldeschi, places surrounded by fields or olive groves. These usually cost between, say, 50 euro and 100 euro, and that often includes eating the meal you've cooked, usually with some local wine.
That sounds lovely. Hands-on, and you get dinner, too.
Exactly. It's a great way to connect with local food traditions, often using ingredients grown right there on the farm.
Okay. Number four feels like a classic summer evening. Open-air cinema in historic town squares.
Cinema sotto le stelle. Cinema under the stars. It's such a wonderful tradition across Italy, mainly in July and August, and often they're really cheap, maybe around 5 euro, sometimes even free.
Free movies in the piazza, perfect.
Absolutely. Imagine watching a film in Bologna's huge Piazza Maggiore, or catching Venice's traveling cinema boat, or Milan has Arianteo in various courtyards. It's just a fantastic way to soak up the atmosphere of town after dark culture and community rolled into one.
Love it. Now for number three, this sounds truly local and delicious.
Yeah.
Join a sagra.
Ooh, sagra are the real deal. They're basically small town food festivals usually run by local volunteers celebrating one specific dish or ingredient, like the Sagra della Portufo Truffle Festival or Sagra della Porchetta, roast pork. It's incredibly authentic. There's no entry fee. You just pay for your food, and it's usually super reasonable, like under 10 euro for a massive plate.
10 euro for a feast.
Pretty much. You eat at these long communal tables. There's often live music, lots of local chat. It's noisy and fun. There's a big seafood festival in Chioggia near Venice in July. Or near Bologna, you might find the Sagra del Tortello around late June, early July. It's a proper taste of community life.
Definitely adding that to my list. Yep. Okay, second to last, number two, nighttime nature experiences. Sounds a bit mysterious.
It is, and really special. Lots of smaller towns, especially in mountain areas, organize these unique guided activities after dark. Things like spotting fireflies with lanterns, or tracking nocturnal wildlife by their footprints, or going on stargazing hikes when there's a full moon.
Wow, okay, different.
Yeah, and often they finish with plenty of drinks and snacks in a mountain hut. Places like Asiago up in the Vicenza Alps do this kind of thing. Costs can vary, maybe 25 to 40 euro, but some are even free. It's just an unforgettable way to experience Italy's wilder side after dark.
A completely different perspective. Sounds magical. And that brings us to number one. This sounds almost like a movie scene. Sunset picnics in vineyards or olive groves.
It feels like it, doesn't it? There's just something about that golden hour light in Italy. Sipping local wine right there amongst the vines or olive trees where it came from. These dinner among the vines experiences or sunset picnics, they're incredibly intimate. very romantic. Usually around 40 euro for a couple, something like that.
40 euro for that kind of setting?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Imagine being in Valpolicella near Verona. You can even sleep in a converted wine barrel at some places there. Or in Valdobbiadene near Treviso, that's Prosecco country, maybe with some tiramisu on the side. Or down in the Langhe near Cuneo, perhaps sampling some famous white truffle products. It's just a beautiful, immersive way to connect with the landscape and its bounty. And, you know, thinking about living there, many of these areas, especially the ones great for trekking or these nighttime nature things, they boast incredibly high air quality, really low population density. It just highlights that possibility of a quieter, more engaged lifestyle in Italy, one that's maybe more focused on well-being and genuine connection, rather than the sort of hustle and bustle you find elsewhere.
Right. It all ties together.
Thank you for listening to the Magic Towns Italy podcast. We'll be back next Saturday at 9 a.m. Rome time.